Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, a wonderful artist and someone with a tremendous knowledge of Indian music and Indian influenced music. Todd Mosby is our very special guest. Open Waters is the name of his latest. Everyone's got to get it. It's wonderful, and you will be very pleased to hear him. You can get him on Amazon or anywhere they have great music. Spotify, there's a few tracks up there as well, but it's certainly important to talk to Todd Mosby. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you doing?
Doing well. Well, listen, congratulations. You're getting rave reviews everywhere you go. If you don't mind, let's do a little bit of your history. And
sure.
And where did it all start for you? Where were you born and where were you raised?
Born in St. Louis, Missouri. Raised in St. Louis, Missouri. Started with early musical DNA. Started with basically bluegrass and folk music. Coming up in the 70s, I was kind of like a child of the 70s, so I had a lot of that accessible to me. And then I later stretched that out to fusion and jazz when I went to Berklee College of Music and then continued my studies from there. Actually, when I was about 9 years old, though, I was introduced to Indian music and had a very good affiliation with that at that time as well. So I was introduced to sitar and sarod and sarangi at a very early age.
Was John McLaughlin in your life at all as a listener?
He was. I totally loved his technique, and I knew he had studied with Sri Chinmoy and was hanging out with Zakir Hussain, and they started the Shakti group. So from there, when I started listening to that ensemble, I was just blown away by the technical mastery that all the musicians in that ensemble had. And then the combination, that was really the first world fusion ensemble as we know it today, was the Shakti group.
I was telling you off mic that it's interesting to talk to somebody who's taking music in a different direction, and again, that's not to disparage anything that's traditional, what you consider traditional rock guitar or even jazz guitar for that matter. But what you're doing is fascinating, and it's fascinating to me that as a young man, you were into music that probably most of your peers weren't into, and you mentioned bluegrass and so forth. Who was it that was influencing those styles to you or introducing those styles to you? Your parents, are they all at all musical?
Actually, not really. My grandparents were, and there's an artist line that goes on both sides of my family, but none of them really followed through. They could have easily gone to a professional level as painters or, musicians, but they went like the corporate route or something like that. And so maybe I'm the guy that was destined to carry out, their dreams. But to get back to my early roots, actually, I was introduced to bluegrass actually when through the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, when Will the Circle Be Unbroken came out, they had a bunch of the old timers on there. And so I started listening to a lot of Earl Scruggs, Lester Fatt, Dot Watson, and Bill Monroe. And that music, I loved the drone sound on the banjo. And I actually started playing banjo for a while. And then when I started studying classical North Indian music with the great late Ustad Imran Khan, I wound up, they still have that high-pitched drone on there, which is very reminiscent of the banjo. And that really, really resonated with me. Now, I did not study sitar. I studied guitar because I wasn't interested in playing the sitar. So we retuned the guitar. And so I could adapt it to more of an Indian style playing, and that later wound up into development of a hybrid sitar guitar that I could really stretch out nicely on and access the music to the highest level.
Open Waters is the latest by a wonderful musician and artist, Todd Mosby. Thrilled to have him here with me, Frank McKay. And again, we're talking about certainly a think out of the box, and you know, a lot of the folks that we've mentioned, and well, I actually even and haven't even mentioned yet, have taken that route before, but an out of the box thinking to guitar playing that, you know, George Harrison and Brian Jones had it, and you know, they were tremendously influenced by Ravi Shankar, and you know quite a bit about the history of Indian music, the history of sitar. Is Ravi basically the first we ever heard? And when I say we as Americans, as Western music folks, is Ravi Shankar the one who we really recognize as being the father of the instrument?
Actually, can you hear me, Frank?
Yep.
Okay, yes. Actually, the story goes like this. Imran Khan, who is my teacher, he actually lived right down the road from me in St. Louis. First, let me say, the music I play and on this recording, everything grew organically from, you know, a very involved history of, you know, playing this music. I jobbed around in St. Louis for years as, you know, first called jazz musician. And then, you know, I studied classical North Indian with Imrat, and, you know, I immersed myself in all these areas of music so that I could actually, you know, because I was earning a living doing it. So you have to be very authentic. So it's not a gimmicky thing. It's everything is based out of tradition, what I do, a deep sense of tradition, and also a view of looking forward to the future. Now, Imrat Khan actually was George Harrison's first sitar teacher. And he was also teaching Brian Jones at the time. So while Imrat was teaching Brian was hanging with George Harrison, those guys. And he said, hey, come on over and meet my teacher, blah, blah, blah. So then George started studying with Imrat. Then what happened was when Brian Jones died, Imrat just basically did not want anything to do with that whole scene because he was very close to it. It affected him deeply. He was very close to Brian Jones. And he just kind of stopped teaching that whole scene. So then the story goes that I guess, you know, George Harrison went to Ravi Shankar. So Ravi Shankar actually did a slight redesign on the sitar. It's not a normal sitar because Ravi was studying with the Sarod player, Ali Akbar Khan. And in order for Ravi to accompany Ali had Ravi change the tuning of the sitar, so it's not a standard traditional sitar as we know it. Imrat's lineage comes from about 500 years of, actually goes all the way back to Tanzan, who was like one of the greatest musicians in the Mughal courts of Shah Jahan, I believe. And so this music is very old, and I learned from Imrat, which means that, you know, I learned not only from Imrat, but all the teachers that preceded him. And that's how it goes in that form of study. And I basically, 13 years of this, you know, it was like, I could have gotten like four PhDs or something. Yeah. But it was a fascinating journey for me. And that knowledge of tree, that wisdom that he imparted on me, was just, I'm just glad I was able to partake of it when I did.
Todd Mosby's latest is Open Waters. Everyone must get it. Go to Amazon and anywhere they have good music. We've got about a minute and a half left. Tell us about Open Waters and give us a summary and where we could expect to see you live, if that's in the cards.
I tour performing arts centers a lot, so that's where I'm usually live. And it's usually throughout the Midwest, California, and parts of Texas, Oklahoma. Sometimes I go out west when I mean up east when I record with Will Ackerman, but so Open Waters is probably, you know, according to Will Ackerman, is one of the best projects he's ever been involved with. The album basically crosses a full spectrum of music, which I performed and know intimately, and we wear from like rock to traditional jazz to even the Police, and it's a concept album based on the story of Atlantis. That's, you know, Plato's story about the destruction of that ancient civilization and what the survivors may have felt as they escaped that from the deluge and started heading westward towards a new land. Each of the titles are built on, you know, that concept. And the Imrat guitar, which is a guitar that I had designed, you know, Imrat Khan designed it, Kim Schwartz, the luthier, designed it, and then I was in on the design as well. is featured throughout this recording, not because I wanted to, but because I felt the music really needed it. It's an ancient kind of sound, but also it's a very new kind of sound, and it crosses multiple genres. So it's a lot of fun. We had a great time making it. We're getting a lot of airplay across the U.S.
Look, it sounds terrific, and everyone's got to get it. Congratulations, Todd, on this. Open Waters is the name of his latest, and buy it. Everyone, don't illegally download it. Show the respect and buy the damn thing. It is terrific, and you will hear real artists at work. It's fantastic. Todd Mosby, I want to thank you very much, and congratulations on all the success of Open Waters.
Thank you very much, Frank, for having me. I really appreciate it.
And to all of you, again, get Open Waters. It's certainly worth the buck or whatever you're going to spend per song, but get the whole thing, and it is available on all types of platforms. And like I said, buy it as soon as you can. Open Waters is the latest by Todd Mosby. Check him out, and it's toddmosby.band, I believe, is the website. Toddmosby.band, if you want to follow along with his career, go there and check it out. You will not be disappointed. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.